Grace. Written by Morris Gleitzman and read by Marianne Fay. The next morning I did another sin, but only because our school minibus crashed into a truck. We were speeding through the outside world on our way to school, whizzing along Steve Waugh Boulevard near the Breezy Whale car wash. Our trip each morning was a bit complicated because the minibus had to pick up kids from about three suburbs. Mr. Gosper, who usually drove the bus, liked to do the trip as quickly as possible so we didn't have to spend too much time in the outside world. I was in the back seat with Delilah and her brother Liam. We were showing each other our projects. "You are so getting a D-minus for that, Grace," said Delilah, shaking her head at my folder. "My mum and dad think it's good," I said. "That's because they're in it," said Liam. "You can't write a Bible about your family," said Delilah. "That is so not biblical." "The Bible's got a lot of families in it," I said. My voice must have been quite loud because Mr. Gosper turned round in the driver's seat and gave me a look. He must have realised we were talking about my project. I tried to slide the folder back into my school bag. "I'm serious," said Delilah. "You are so going to be judged." Suddenly, there was a loud screech and the sound of a plastic bumper bar being rent asunder, and talk about whiplash. We were all nearly afflicted with snapped necks. Our homework was cast off our knees onto the floor. Some of the kids screamed. I peered out the window trying to see what had happened. Delilah grabbed me. "Is this it?" she gasped, her eyes huge. I shook my head. Delilah always thought the world was ending. The number of times I had to remind her that she'd know when it was the end by the apocalyptic fire everywhere and the smoke from all the burning fat in McDonald's. I gave Delilah's arm a comforting squeeze like I always did. "It's okay," I said gently. "God doesn't want to gather us to him just yet." I unclicked my seatbelt and stood up and peered out the front window and saw what had happened. We'd crashed into the back of a tow truck at the traffic lights. Luckily, God had helped Mr. Gosper get his foot on the brake, so there wasn't too much damage, which was a blessing. "Mr. Gosper," I said, "are you all right?" Mr. Gosper was glaring through the windscreen at the tow truck like it was the tow truck's fault. I didn't think it could be because the tow truck was at the traffic lights first, but I didn't say anything. "Everybody stay in your seats," said Mr. Gosper. He got out of the minibus and started examining our broken bumper bar. I saw that the accident had afflicted Mr. Gosper's hair. His long grey wisp had flopped off his bald patch and was hanging down over one ear. Apart from that, he didn't seem to be hurt, which was a relief. I couldn't see if the other driver had been as lucky. Nobody was getting out of the tow truck. The big hook on the back was still swinging from the crash. What if the other driver was injured? Mr. Gosper didn't seem to be checking. I felt awful. I imagined someone crashing into Dad or Mum when she was in the car with Mark and Luke. Okay, Mum couldn't drive, but I still imagined it and I was filled with compassion. That's why I did it. I squeezed past the kids sitting in front of me, undid the child lock on the sliding door of the minibus and got out. "Grace," I heard Delilah say, "come back. You mustn't." She was right. It was the outside world. The people in it were unsaved sinners. But they were still people.